Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. Two suspects were arrested on drug charges in Red Oak on Monday after completion of a narcotics investigation. At 9:41 p.m. on Monday, officers arrested 23-year-old Jessica Renee Graham of Essex and 30-year-old Montana Wayne Krupa of Omaha, Nebraska, at the intersection of North Broad and East Washington Streets in Red Oak. Graham was charged with two counts of conspiracy to deliver a controlled substance, marijuana, and operating while intoxicated, drugged, first offense. Krupa was charged with two counts of delivery of controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both suspects are being held at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on $5,000 cash bond. In other news, the Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Monday of a Red Oak man for violation of probation. At 5:03 p.m., officers arrested 57-year-old Sabas Tafola Hernandez in the 200 block of East Oak Street. Hernandez was booked in the Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 cash bond. A 23-month-old child has survived a fall from a third-story apartment window in Des Moines. Police, fire, and medical personnel were dispatched a little before 1:30 p.m. Monday to check on reports that a child had fallen. Des Moines Police Sergeant Mark Miller says the child apparently popped out the window screen before crawling or tumbling out. The Des Moines Register reports that sod and wood chips are on the ground below the apartment complex windows. The child was taken to a hospital for treatment. The child's name hasn't been released, and Miller says it's unclear whether the child's parents or caregivers will face any charges. With city elections set to take place on November 3rd, Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman is reminding the public that nomination petitions for a city office must now be filed with the county auditor and not with city clerks. The first day to file papers was yesterday, and the final day will be September 17th. The process for filing nomination petitions includes the following requirements: obtaining an original nomination petition and candidate's guide from the county auditor, city clerk, or online from the Iowa Secretary of State, obtaining the nomination signatures of the required number of eligible electors of the city or ward, as the case may be. The candidate's guide lists the number of signatures required. In Cass County, the number of signatures required is 10 for all positions except for the Atlantic At-Large Council position, which a minimum of 16 signatures are required. And a person may sign nomination petitions for more than one candidate for the same office. You must also attach a notarized affidavit acknowledging the candidate's eligibility and file the petition with the county auditor prior to 5 p.m. on September 17th. Each candidate who successfully files a completed nomination petition is assured a place on the ballot. Seven candidates are running for three open spots on the Atlantic School Board, and the public will be given the opportunity to hear from them tonight. A candidate forum is set for 7 p.m. at the Atlantic High School Auditorium. Seven candidates are Doug Bierbaum, Allison Bruckner, Bob Drogo, Mark Fagan, Dennis Schwanke, Dr. Keith Swanson, and Jenny Williams. The public will have the opportunity to ask questions at that forum. A utilities board that will soon decide whether to allow a private company to build an oil pipeline in Iowa says it has received roughly 3,700 objections to the project. The Iowa Utilities Board says in a report filed Friday that statements against the proposed pipeline were received between November and July. The board also received about 560 letters in support of the pipeline. The report says the objections include more than 2,600 statements submitted in July by several groups. Many objections focused on whether the board should allow Dakota Access LLC the access to private land for the pipeline. The report says letters of support focused on potential jobs generated from the pipeline's construction. The board is expected to rule on the pipeline's future before the end of the year. And Iowa authorities say a 40-year-old inmate has failed to return to a work release facility in Ames after an authorized 5-hour furlough. According to the Iowa Department of Corrections, Maurice Lamont Turner did not return to the Ames Kurt Forbes work release facility Monday. Officials say he has been placed on escape status. Officials describe him as a 5'7" African-American with tattoos on his upper arms, chest, face, and forearms. Officials say he weighs 211 pounds. Turner is serving 5 years for third offense domestic abuse assault and second-degree theft. In your funeral announcements, Dale Robert Plain, age 94, of Knoxville, died Thursday at the Pella Regional Healthcare Center. Services for Dale Plain will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Virginia Pauline Williams, age 94, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center in Atlantic. Memorial services for Virginia Williams will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Virginia Marie Ward Turnbull, age 56, of Red Oak, died Saturday at Hospice with Heart in Glenwood. Memorial services for Christina Ward Turnbull will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Faith Community Church in Red Oak. The Seligren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home in Red Oak has arrangements. Shirley Sevier, age 74, of Maxburg, died Friday at her residence. Funeral services for Shirley Sevier will be held on Tuesday here today at 1 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Dwayne Boblett, age 60, of Coon Rapids, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Dwayne Boblett will be held Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home Coon Rapids has arrangements. Max D. Ullman, age 86, of Adair, died Saturday at the New Homestead and Guthrie Center. Services for Max Ullman will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Adair has arrangements. Dorothy Norgard, age 91, of Elkhorn, died Friday at Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Dorothy Norgard will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Mary Ann Shima, age 78, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital in Audubon. Mass of Christian burial for Mary Ann Shima will be held Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Lyle Burkowski, age 67, of Manning, died Sunday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Lyle Burkowski will be held Friday at 10:30 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home Manning has arrangements. John Van Vliet, age 67, of Orient, died Sunday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A tribute service for John Van Vliet will be held Friday at 4 p.m. at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Helen I. McNabb, age 104, of Granger, formerly of Shelby, died Tuesday in Granger. A memorial service for Helen McNabb will be held Saturday at 1:30 p.m. at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Judy Bentley, age 70, of Oakland, died Saturday. Services for Judy Bentley are pending at the reconvened funeral home in Oakland. And Corrine Kretzinger, age 88, of Coon Rapids, died Monday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Services for Corrine Kretzinger are currently pending at Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements on KJAN, brought to you here this morning by your Independence Insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.